Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
I'll never forget the first time I voted. Didn't like any of the candidates, but I was eager to give it a try. It was easy. Registered by mail, in and out of the polling place in 5 minutes. These days, voting is not so easy, especially where Republicans are in charge. For years, they've been waging a war against voter fraud. In reality, the problem barely exists, but that hasn't stopped them. In Georgia, the Republican candidate for governor is using his current job as Secretary of State to block 53,000 mostly black citizens from voting. His Democratic opponent is black. In Arizona, Republican officials have refused to update registration records, so some voters may be turned away from the polls. Many of those will be Latinos and other minorities who tend to vote for the wrong party. In North Dakota, Republican officials are refusing to register voters who get their mail at post office boxes. Who's affected? Many Native Americans who live on reservations and tend to vote for the wrong party. In Ohio, a new Republican-backed law has disenfranchised thousands because they didn't return a notice that looked like junk mail. Critics say the main victims are poor people and minorities who tend to vote for the wrong party. Other Republican-run states have imposed voter ID laws, closed polling places in minority neighborhoods, banned ex-felons from voting even after they've served their time. Anything to discourage people who tend to vote for you-know-who. You'd think a democracy like ours would want to encourage people to vote. Well, most Democratic-led states are doing just that through automatic registration, for instance. But Republicans seem to think voting is so important it should be difficult. I think something else is going on. The U.S. is becoming less white, less native-born, less likely to vote for the right party. Many of that party's policies on abortion, guns, family separation, taxes, tariffs are disliked by most voters. To stay in power, Republicans need to prevent those people from voting. Which brings us to the coming midterm elections. If you enjoy voting, as I do, and don't support a party that wants to make it harder, now's your chance to do something. And if you don't bother to show up on November 6th, this could be your last chance. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.